Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to testify. much I have done for I. Every day, every time, I've got to testify what I have done for I. Never fails me yet.
On this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936. Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog, always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot, Elohim 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Let go be sure.
Come with it. Whoa, Father, who art in Zion, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth.
Up to the time.
Thine will be done on earth. Always be
He who speaks of only vanity and no love for humanity shall fade away, fade away. He who speaks of only vanity and no love for humanity shall fade away, fade away. He who checks for only wealth and not for his physical health shall fade away, fade away. Though some believe in diamonds and pearl and feel like they're on top of the world, they shall fade away. Hear what I say. The rich is getting richer every day, and the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away. Do you hear what I say? Yeah, hear what I say. The man who worships silver and gold shall surely, surely, surely lose his own soul. Then fade away. He who speaks of only vanity and no love for humanity shall fade away. Fade away.
All right.
He who checks for only wealth and not for his physical health shall fade.
Me say me went down to an atabia to check sister fear. When I check a sister fear, me say sister to feed her way. Me say you can go as I am with your carnal mind. Ah, so right to respond to your fear, so bout to get fake feel out of her. Cause that fake would conflict. Nana sorry, nana till you shall fade away. Yeah, you know.
Of only vanity and no love for humanity shall fade away.
Not sure.
Fade away.
Alright.
He who checks for only wealth and not for his physical health shall fade away. Fade away.
Me say me went down to an attack. baby, to take sister fear. When I take a sister fear, me say she start to fear that baby. Say you can't go as I am with your carnal mind. Your carnal mind have to stay behind. Say the righteous stand and then the wicked must fall. We're getting on the ball and don't you ever you stall. It's to fade away. What baby? It's to fade away. Could you put him away?
Let's rise and shine and give Jah the glory. His mercy endures for me. Make me free like a bird in a tree. Let's sing and shout His praises forever, so the world can see. Give thanks and praise to His majesty, knowing that He is the conquering lion, and He can set you free. Jah's children, open your eyes and see. The meek shall inherit the earth, and the wicked shall get his reward. Promise to give you the world, but don't listen to them boys, they are fraud. They'll never get away, no, 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 no. And if you're weary, tired and heavy laden, your burden you know He will bear. Jah will protect you, so have no fear. You shall be like trees planted by the rivers, living with humbleness dear. No more in bondage, your niceness we share. The meek shall inherit the hurt, and the wicked shall get his reward. Promise to give you the world, but don't listen them boys, they are fraud. They'll never get away, no, 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 never get away. Ooh, let us send and give Jah all the glory. Come, let us worship His name. He's yesterday and forever the same.
Where is the black man's paradise that Moses Calvary fought for yesterday? It was still fighting for today. Yeah, yeah. Where is the black man's paradise that Bob Marley fought for yesterday? It was still fighting for today. Harsh to say, but we're living in a wise world. It's a statement that many fear to say, but Jah is our protector and we fear not to say. It's a threat to this world, yeah, it's a threat to this world. Where is the black man's paradise? Malcolm X fought for yesterday, and we're still fighting for today, yeah.
You don't know nothing about me, so listen to what they say. Don't judge me. Spend a little more time to understand what I'm all about. Listen to me. You don't know where I'm coming from. I really don't care what I'm thinking.
You are going like so, well then when you come a dance or sleep, you won't come text every sleep.
Double sleep!
Cause this is a brand new release. Come little Johnny Wonder!
Well, you wanna trust to who is a cowboy? You wanna trust to me, Lord?
You wanna trust to me, Lord?
Ah, hey. You feel that
that you're the baddest son, but tonight my soul has a fling, and you have to fade away, fade away. You said that you have enough to play, but tonight we are gonna kill you with it. You have to fade away, yeah. My son plays up every day, yeah. And the few you have just can play no way, yeah. You feel that you is the done tonight, but you must the fight. You have to fade away, yeah.
Yo, I'm here to bless it up, you know.
The principle of Rastafari and the effect it have on my life as a little youth is tremendous, God. Like I said, it helped me to analyze issues in a more third manner. It helped me to look at things from a perspective. You know, overcome the evil with the good, you know, at all times. Hmm. And to always triumph where I see that, like, I'm, you know, who never prosper. Rastafari ever helped me to cross that bridge, and it has brightened the focus of the music, which I relate in all aspects, bringing a more spirituality into the music.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Hebrew first words right here for this 16th Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong. B'Shalach, Hebrew first words right here. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 13, here at verse 17 for the 16th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, this Torah portion, B'Shalach. Hebrew first words right here. Vayehi B'Shalach Paro et ha'am v'lo nacham Elohim dereka eretza pelishtim ki karov hu ki amar Elohim pen yenachem ha'am bi'ar otam milacham v'shavu mitzrayma. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, B'Shalach, that Elohim led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For Elohim said, lest perhaps the people, Ha'am, repent when they see war, and they return to Mitzrayim, and they return to Egypt. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir Yisrael, Hebrew first words. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. Hebrew first words for this 16th Rastafari sabbatical study. Here for this Shabbat strong. B'Shalach, Vayehi B'Shalach, Paro et ha'am, V'lo nacham, Elohim, Derek eretza, P'lishtim, Ki karov, Hu, Ki, Amar Elohim, Penna yinachem ha'am, Bia re'otam, Milcham, V'shavu Mitzrayima. And it came to pass, Vayehi, when Pharaoh had let the people go, B'Shalach Paro et ha'am, that Elohim led them not by the way of the land of the Philistines, the Philistines. Lo Naham Elohim Dereka Eretza Pelishtim. Although that was near, ki karov hu, ki for, Elohim said, ki amar Elohim, for Elohim said, ki amar Elohim, lest peradventure perhaps the people repent when they see war, pen, yidnachem ha'am, be re'otam milchama, and they return to Egypt. Wishavu mitzrayim. Here, Hebrew first words right here. Bishalach, bishalach, let go. Bishalach, let go. Vayehi bishalach paro et ha'am. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, bishalach paro et ha'am, bishalach, let go, send forth, send free, Hebrew first words.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. War!
Which old one raised superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited. in a Zimbabwe now. Anywhere in Africa, it's finally and permanently distributed and abundant. Well,
these are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and 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 Israel, with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, 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 to war in Israel.
Kill, blood a spill on in a bronze. was not killed. Yes, kill war, raga, raga, war.
Shabbat Strong. We have the third Aliyah here. Yes, I here for this third day of the Shavuah, for this Tuesday. Yes, I testify Tuesday. Jehovah, man of war. So here for the third day.
And here for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for the third Aliyah, third offering up, here for the third reading for this Shabbat Shalach, Sabbath when he let go, Shabbat Shalach, Sabbath in letting go. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 14, here at verse 15 for the Shalishi. For the third Ali, why Yomeri Juan El Moshe? Ma, teach Aka Elai, Taver El Bene Israel, with Ye Saul. And Jehovah said to Moshe, wherefore, why criest thou the I to me, to I? Wherefore criest thou the Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael, that they go forward. Why Yomer Yahuwah El Moshe, Ma Titzaka Elai, Taber El Bnei Yisrael. And Jehovah said to Moses, why Yomeri Yahuwah El Moshe, wherefore, what, ma, titzak, why criest, wherefore, what criest, Elai, bow to I. Ma titzaka helai, what criest thou to I? Ma titzaka helai, what criest to I? Why criest I to I? Daver, speak, daver il bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons of Yisrael, daver. Illa bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Yisrael. That they go forward. Will you saw that they go forward? But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the Bnei Yisrael shall go on dry through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Mitzrayim, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Paro, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians shall know that Ani Yahweh, that I be Jehovah, when I have gotten me, when I have gotten I honor upon Paro, upon Pharaoh, upon the great house, upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horse, and upon his horse, and upon his horse, and upon his horse, and the angel, and the angel of Elohim, Yisra'ah. Malak Ha Elohim, and the angel of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, who went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face, their presence, their perception, and stood behind them. Vayisa'a Malaka Ha Elohim Ha Holeka Lifneya Machine Israel Vayelech Meya Achrehem Vayisa'a Amuda He Anana Nipanehem Vaya Amuda Meya Achrehem. And the Malak, the angel of Elohim, went before the camp of Israel. Israel. Removed and went behind them. Vayisa'a Malak Ha Elohim Ha Holek. And the angel, the Malak of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, Malak Ha Elohim, who went, who trod it before the camp of Israel, Lifnei Machine Israel, removed, Vayelech Me Achrehem, removed, and went behind them, Vayisa'a Amud He Anana Mipanehem, and the pillar of cloud, the Amuda He Anana, removed from before them, and stood behind them. Vaya Amuda Me Achrehem. And it came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael, and it was a cloud and darkness, but it gave light by night, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moshe and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh Jehovah caused the sea to go by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry, and the waters were divided. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters, a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea. All Paro, Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, Yahweh Jehovah looked to the host of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptian, through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Mitzrayim, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Mitzrayim said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh Jehovah fighteth for them against the Mitzrayim, for Jehovah fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Vayasara Eita Ophan Mara Kevotayo Vayanahe Gehu Vika Vedut Vayomera Mitraim Anusa Mipne Israel Kihoa Nilhama Lahema Bis Mitraim. And he took off their chariot wheel. Vayasara Eita Ofana Mara Kevotayo. And he took off their chariot wheels. Wayasareta Ofana Mara Kevotayo. Waya Nahe Gehua Bika De Duka. And he took off their chariot wheels and made them to drive heavily. Vaya nahigehu, bika deidut, vayomera mitraim. So, the Egyptian, the mitraim, said, Anusa, mipne Yisrael, let us flee. Let us flee from the face of Yisrael, from the presence, the perception of Yisrael. Anusa, mipne Yisrael, ki hoa nilham lahem be mitraim. For Jehovah fighteth for them against the Mitzrayim. Ki hoa nilham lahem de Mitzrayim.
Chapter 15.
Perek Tet Vav.
Then sang Moshe and the children of Israel.
Az yashir Moshe uvnei Israel.
This song to Yahweh. They uttered utterance.
Et hashira hazot ladonai vayomru lemor.
I shall sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed. Yes, triumphed.
Ashir al Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and its charioteer he flung into the sea.
Sus verochevo rama bayam.
By fierce might and strength is Yah.
Ozi vezimrat Yah.
He has become deliverance for me.
Vayhili lishua.
This is my God, I honor him.
Ze eli ve'anvehu.
The God of my father, I exalt him.
Elohe avi va'aromemenu.
Yahweh is a man of war.
Adonai ish milhama.
Yahweh is his name.
Adonai shemu.
Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hurled into the sea.
Markevot paro vechelo yara vayam.
His choicest teams of three sank in the sea of reeds.
Umifhar shalishav tubbe'u v'yamsuf.
Oceans covered them.
Tehomot yechasiyumu.
They went down in the depths like a stone.
Yaredu v'imtsolot kemo aven.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, majestic in power.
ימינך אדוני נעדרי בכוח.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, shattered the enemy.
ימינך אדוני תרעץ אויב.
In your great triumph, you smashed your foes.
וברוב גאונך תהרוס קמך.
You sent forth your fury, consumed them like chaff.
תשלח חרונך יוכלם וקשקש.
By the breath of your nostrils, the waters piled up.
וברוח אפיך נערמו מים.
The gushing streams stood up like a dam.
ניצבו חמונד נוזלים.
The oceans congealed in the heart of the sea.
קפאו תהומות בלב ים.
Uttered the enemy.
אמר אויב.
I will pursue.
ארדוף.
Overtake.
אשיג.
And apportion the plunder.
אחלק שלל.
My greed will be filled on them.
תמלאם ונפשי.
My sword I shall draw.
אריק חרבי.
My hand dispossess them.
דורישמו ידי.
You blew with your breath, the sea covered them.
נשפת ורוחך כסם ים.
They plunged down like lead in majestic waters.
צללו כעופרת במים אדירים.
Who is like you among the gods, O Yahweh?
מי כמוך באלים אדוני?
Who is like you, majestic among the holy ones?
מי כמוך נעדר בקודש?
Feared one of praises.
נורא תהילות.
Doer of wonders.
עושה פלא.
You stretched out your right hand.
נטית ימינך.
The underworld swallowed them.
תבלעם הארץ.
You led in your faithfulness, your people redeemed.
נחית בחסדך עם זו גאלת.
Guided in your fierce might to your holy pasture.
נהלת ועוזך אל נווה קודשך.
The peoples heard.
שמעו עמים.
They shuddered.
ירגזון.
Writhing seas, Philistia's settlers.
חיל אחז יושב פלשת.
And then terrified Edom's chieftain.
אז נבהלו אלופי אדום.
Moab's rams, trembling did seize them.
אלי מואב יוחזמו רעד.
Then melted away all Canaan's settlers.
נמוגו כל יושבי חנען.
There fell upon them dread and anguish.
תיפול עליהם אימת ופחד.
Before your arm's greatness, they drew dumb like stone.
בגדול זרועך ידמו כאבן.
Until they crossed your people, O Yahweh.
עד יעבור עמך אדוני.
Until they crossed the people you fashioned.
עד יעבור עם זו קנית.
You brought them, you planted them on the mount of your heritage.
הביאמו ותתעמו בהר נחלתך.
Foundation of your seat, which you prepared, O Yahweh.
מכון לשבתך פעלת אדוני.
The holy shrine, O Lord, founded by your hand.
מקדש אדוני כוננו ידיך.
Let Yahweh be king for the ages, eternity.
אדוני ימלוך לעולם ועד.
For Pharaoh's horses came with chariots and riders into the sea.
Kiva sus paro verichvo farashab bayam.
But Yahweh turned back the sea's waters upon them.
Vayashev Adonai alehem et mehayam.
And the children of Israel went upon the dry land through the midst of the sea.
Uvnei Israel halechu vayabasha betoch hayam.
Now Miriam, the prophetess, Aharon's sister, took a timbrel in her hand.
ותיקח מרים הנביאה אחות אהרון את הטוף בידה.
And all the women went out after her.
ותצאנה כל הנשים אחריה.
With timbrels and with dancing.
ותופים ובמחולות.
Miriam chanted to them.
ותען להם מרים.
sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed, yes, triumphed.
Shiru l'Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and his charioteer he flung into the sea.
Sus v'rochevo rama bayam.
Nigeria warmer than Arizona. Bring your sun lotion. Early morning class of yoga on the beach in Senegal. Ethiopia the capital for the congregation. And that's how I belong. A day the king come from.
I can see us all in limos. That you want a limo.
Riding on the king's highway to the promised land. Over to the promised land.
Porsches, Basquiat portraits, pinky rings, realistic princesses, heiresses, bunch of kings and queens. Plus, I picture fortunes for kids out in Port-au-Prince. Powerless, they not allowed to fit, but not about to slip. Vision promised land with fashion like Madison Ave, Manhattan, Saks Fifth Avenue, Rodeo. Relaxing, popping labels, promised lands, no fables. This where the truth's told. Use them two holes above your nose to see the proof, yo. Imagine a contraption that could take us back when the world was run by black men. Back to the future, anything could happen. If these are the last days and 100-foot waves come crashing down, I get some hash, some pounds, pass around some bud and watch the flood. Can't stop apocalypse, my synopsis is catastrophic. And satellites is causing earthquakes, will we survive it? Honestly, man, it's the sign of the times and the times at hand.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Yeah, talking about the promised land. Oh God, take me to the promised land.
lots of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land. Lots of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land. Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
Warning, warning, been warning them from morning. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hear the voice of the Most High, Jah Rastafari calling.
Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year. Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year.
Ethiopia stretched forth her hands and gave us the Redeemer of all man, defender of the faith. And Ethiopian is the captain, the chief field marshal, sergeant. Bowing at his feet, 72 nation, Ras Makonnen, Ras Crown, conquering lion. A barber than I, father of Africans, with Empress Mennonite stand at his right hand. Meanwhile, in a Jamaica land, holy for trial and tribulation. Chastisement was upon all African, but someone did they kill all Rastaman. What kind of celestial that to do what call fun? Trim them and bring the whole of them a station. Never in the name of my King of England will I ever live to see the Rastaman redemption. But when the 2-6 clash, that's when the plane land. King of all kings touch down in Kingston. Would you believe? So said, so done. Bustamante the blind couldn't see when the king come. Some of them deaf for me see, some of them dumb. When they rise up against a little of the kingdom. You politician with your evil agenda. Anyhow you did just remember I. Is the man that walketh not in the council of the vagabond them. Till I see if that shit put the fire upon them. Lava flash, lightning flash, thunder crash upon them. Queen Elizabeth and them a plan it from when I say Jamaica. Prison we a drop it upon them. Coffee with prison yard man a pack it from when. Tell Cameron say that is not a problem. Poor Francis and all them Vatican friend. I spot with two of us I put the track in upon them. I check with schedule and them a map it from when. Through the power of the chin it will slap it from them. Still I see I have God and we are God's children. Eventually we grow to be God's children. We have to go and do the works we still have to intend. Empress men and she are the strength for women. Divine feminine that are the vibe where she bring. When sex met her thing she destroy everything. Yet still in the womb life is within. She had the melanin and God the light in my skin. Highly still have to struggle like a twitty sling. Mussolini foot get tied up with the string. Them sitting here with why am I facing now? Follow all them evil agenda. Beg you to remember, I.
Bye.
Rastafari, goodness is your head forever, through all generations.
Oh, shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. We're here at the first song. We're here at the Aleph. At the Aleph Psalm. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek, we have the Aleph. Aleph, the Aleph, Aleph, the Aleph. Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, the first house. And here we have the beginning of the Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalms, and the beginning of book one of the Psalter, and the Psalter, the book of Psalms, may be divided, according to the ancients, into five books. So within the book of Psalms, the Sefer or the Sefer Tehillim, we have five books in here. For today's daily psalm, we have the Aleph Psalm. And the Aleph Psalm is Psalm 1, Psalm I, Psalm Aleph, the first psalm, the two ways. Every man has before him two ways, the two ways. So the first and the second psalms, they constitute an introduction to the Psalter, to the book of Psalms, the Mezmure David, the Psalms of David, more Ethiopically speaking, the Sefer Tehillim, announcing a theme, which is one of the main motifs that run through this book of the Bible. Speaking of the book of Psalms, the Psalter. Now man falls into two categories. Let's rephrase that. Man, there's two kinds of man. Man, it falls into two categories. Right? Well, one falls and one rises. But there's two categories of man. There's the godly and the ungodly. There is the Jah-like and the not-like Jah, the Jah-unlike, or the one that don't like Jah. There's the goodly, and there's the ungoodly, the non-goodly. Now, the contrast in their behavior, their halakha, their akahe, their conversation, their behavior, how they carry themselves, their deportment, and the fate, or the consequence, is a subject upon which the Psalms, the Tehillim, frequently dwell. And so do I and I dwell both in the studies and in the being still and the gnosis and the just silent prayer and meditation, especially after we go through due diligence, to study to shew I and I selves approved. Now, in some MSS manuscripts, the third psalm is numbered as the first psalm. Just to note that, so be duly noted, that in some of the ancient MSSs, which is one of the ways of referring to manuscripts, MSS manuscripts, the third psalm is numbered as the first psalm. This thus emphasizes, this is to make very emphatic the prefatory, as a preface or a makdim, right? The preface, the makdim, prefatory character of what precedes. So now the ancient teaching, the Talmud, and the Talmud, when we see the Talmud, the word in Hebrew means teaching. It's like the word teaching. So when y'all say Babylonian Talmud, you're talking about Babylonian teaching. We're talking about the teaching. Give us a teaching of his magic. We don't want no devil's philosophy. So in the teaching, it declares that happy is the man. Ashrei ha'ish. Happy is the man. And why are the nations in an uproar? Lama. Lama rakshu goyim. Lama rakshu goyim. Why are the nations, right? Why are the nations in an uproar? One is the beginning of the first psalm, and the other is the beginning of the second psalm. The first and the second psalms, Chaburim, are very much connected. And here for today's daily psalm is so beautiful in the season, the reason for the season. And here having Psalm 1, it's so fresh, you know, fresh and clean. Be fresh and clean. So fresh, so clean. Psalm of the Two Ways. Introductory to the entire Psalter is a superscription that we have in the Scofield Study Bible. Now, there's no superscription to this psalm. There's no superscription to this psalm. Right? There usually is a superscription. We actually have Psalm 3 is the first psalm that has a Psalm of David, Mizmor le David. But the first and the second psalm are often joined within Hebraic and Judaic thought. This has a groundational principle. So happy is the man, Asherei Ha'ish, which begins Psalm 1, and Lama Rakshu Goyim. Why are the nations in the uproar? Why do the heathen rage? That's the part right there. Why, in the KJV translates it as, why do the heathen rage? Lama rakshu goyim. Lama, why? Lama. Lama rakshu goyim. Lama, why do the heathen rage? These two form one song. Now, in confirmation of this view, a rabbi had pointed out, and this is what we know, these are some of the true, the ancient ones, because usually they don't give us a name, you know what I'm saying? But we know our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, a Rabboni. But this here, this wisdom is a precious gem right here, right? It says, every psalm which was dear to Dawid, to David, he opened with happy, Ashrei. Now, Ashrei, often in translation, the KJV, King James Version, is usually translated as blessed. Now, from the study of the Hebrew, the study of Shua Safapru, we find that there are two main words underlying blessed. One is the Baruch, like we say, Baruch blessed, in that sense. Right. And then we have the Ashrei, Ashrei. Ashrei means happy. Ashrei is in the sense of the Beatitudes. In fact, in the Hebrew, that's the exact word when he says blessed. So when you're reading the Beatitudes, seek to understand that aspect as Ashrei, happy, happy. Now, one will say, well, how do one discern the difference? Well, this is where, when we study the scripture, we have to study. It says to study, to shew ourselves approved. And that gift of the Holy Spirit is, the true gift of the Holy Spirit, according to the word, according to the scripture, is that gift and manifested in the scripts, in the writ, as that gift of tongues, of languages, right? And see, it's the languages and the gift of the interpretation and the gift of tongues is so that we will be able to, in spirit and in truth, right, rightly divine, discern the word. That when we say bless is the man from an English perspective, and we see bless here, bless there, we think of it all as the same bless. And, of course, for the, we say the sheeple or for the people, right, how will they know any different? This is where if one is truly called, right, if one is truly called to shepherd Jah's sheep, you must feed Jah's sheep. Jah's sheep need to understand that when they are reading in Psalm 1 and it says, blessed is the man, right, and then it says, I will bless the Lord, my God, it's not the same bless. See, this is where the study, this is the purpose of those who say that they are pastors and preachers and of the church, right, to shepherd the sheep. Because see, it's so very important as we study this even Hebraically right here. This is a couple of the introductory first words, brothers and sisters, with today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Godamawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we have the book open. Let's take a look. Give ear, give ear, give ear. That every psalm which was dear to David, he opened with Ashrei, happy. And he concluded with Ashrei, happy. He opens the Sefer Tehillim, the first psalm here in the book of Psalms, with happy, as it is written, Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the man. And he concluded with happy, as it is written, happy are all they that take refuge in him. Ashrei kol chose bo. Ashrei kol chose, chose, call, all, chose, 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 call chose, call chose, all who take refuge, bow, or bow, bow, a very interesting, because bow, see, with bow, 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 and bow, we have bow, bow in him, bow means to go, bow, all right, so the enunciation, you know, attention to the details, all right, and right here, just a few precious gems, a few prerequisites, what they say, the first principles. What be the first principles of the oracle? So here we're giving some of the first principles. At the very beginning of the Psalter, the very first word in the book of Psalms, in the English is translated so often as blessed is the man. More correctly, it is happy. Happy is the man. In the Beatitudes of Rabboni Yeshua HaMoshiach, he says, blesses, right? Bless are the peacemakers. He says, Ashrei, happy all the peacemakers. So let's understand that happy is truly a blessed state of heart and mind. And there's a difference between the Baruch, right, blessed, right, and the Ashrei, happiness, blessed. As we said, you can be blessed, but are you happy? You see, so the key, right, the key is happiness. I heard a Rasta man, I heard many of the Rastafari and the elders say that the purpose, the true purpose of life is to be happy. And some might they don't take heed to how they hear. They might think of, what do you mean? The purpose of life to be happy. Oh, life is serious. Life is this. Life is that. But you know what? Rastaman is right and exact. And we have this testimony even in the first song, Happy is the Man. Ashrei Ha'ish. The two ways. The psalm, the first psalm, here in the Psalter, the psalm, the chant, the eyes of the two ways. The introductory to the entire book of praise, the Psalter, the Sefer Tehillim, the Mezmore Dawit.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
And here today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 1. So we're going to write out for the world Amharic, verse by verse. But first, overview, native speaker Abraham Chebuda. Today's daily psalm, the first of the Psalter.
ምስጉን ነው በክፉዎች ምክር ያልሄደ በኃጢአተኞችም መንገድ ያልቆመ በዋዘኞችም ወንበር ያልተቀመጠ ነገር ግን በእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ደስ ይለዋል ሕጉንም በቀንና በሌሊት ያስባል እርሱም በውሃ ፈሳሾች ዳር እንደተተከለች ፍሬዋን በየጊዜዋ እንደምትሰጥ ቅጠሏም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለታል ክፎች እንዲህ አይደሉም ነገር ግን ነፋስ አርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው ስለዚህ ክፎች በፍርድ ኃጢአተኞችም በጻድቃን ማህበር አይቆሙ እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች
The Book of Psalms Psalm 1 Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want a next verse with Amorek. But we want a next verse with Amorek.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Aina Yistalin. Greetings. May Jah give you health. Exiavia give you health. The sustainer, the good father, the excellent Ab, give you health on I and I behalf. We have here today, today's daily psalm. Psalm 1, Mezmor and Andenya, in the Andenya Metzhaf, in the first book of the Psalter, which constitutes Ka Mezmor and Iskia Arba and. From Psalm 1 to Psalm 41 is the first of the five books of the Psalter. Hebraically, we know it as the Sefer Tehillim. Ethiopically, in the Royal Amharic, the Mezmorata Metzhaf, the Mezmorat of the Psalms Metzhaf, the Book of the Psalms. So here, Mezmor An, the first psalm, we're going to compare and contrast with the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Side by side, we're going to compare and contrast with the KJV, because I and I discovered a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I, Rastafari, but giving, you know, due thanks and praise, as the elder Noah Dyer said, that King James, that man do a good thing. You know, good work for I and I. Well, it wasn't King James himself, but he did authorize for that version to be put forward. And it's a particular interesting note that the only two sovereign kings in the known, we could say, world or Christian world, so to speak, King James 1611 and the King of Kings, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, 1961. Just so very, very interesting. But here we compare and contrast side by side. First Psalm, Psalm 1, in the Book of Psalms, the Mezmore was known as the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David. And
today's psalm, the first psalm, is themed, Who Let Men Gedoch? Who Let Men Gedoch? Menged is way in Amharic, Menged, and Men Gedoch is ways. Who let Men Gedoch? Two ways. And as we have gone through the Sefer Tehillim, the groundational build in the Hebrew, in the Masoretic text, and also with the Sefer Tehillim, it's also themed there as the two ways. So we have Who Let Men Gedoch, today's daily psalm, Psalm of the Two Ways. It's the introductory to the entire Psalter, to the entire Mezmorat, the Psalms, the Book of Psalms. So, Mikhail and I begin. Besama'ab, where Walid, where Menfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralen, we begin. Kuter and Miskunno Bakufuoch Mikarial Hede Behatia Tenyochim and Gerial Kome Bawazin Yochim when Berial Tik Emmet. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Miskun, from Miskana, Masegana, to be praiseworthy, happy in that Ethio-Shemitic sense, happy as we have in the Hebrew, Ashrei, it's not the Baruch or the Baruch, bless, it is the praiseworthy, the happy, the Ashrei, the beatitude sense of bless. Here we have in the Royal Amharic, Miskunno, praiseworthy, thankworthy, praiseful, Miskunno, Bekufuwoch Mikarial Hede, bless, happy, praiseworthy is the man, praiseworthy he is, Miskunno, Bekufuwoch Mikarial Hede. Praiseworthy is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but kufuoch, the kufu, right, the ungodly. Now, see, that right there is often translated as the evil, but corresponds to the Hebrew resha'im, the ratchet, the wicked. That bless, happy, praiseworthy is a man that does not go about, walk in the counsel, in the advice of the ungodly, of the evil, of the ratchet, of the wicked. Miskunno b'kufuoch mikaryal hede b'chat yaten yochim men gedyal kome. Nor standeth in the way of the chatiatenyoch, the chataim, the chatiatenyoch, the chatiatenyoch men gerial kome, does not stand in the way of the lackers, of the misses of the mark. Bechat yaten yochim men ged yal kome be wazen yochim ma wenber yal tek emet nor sitteth in the wenber, the wenber of the wazen yoch be wazen yochim wenber yal tek emet that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Negergin be egziave herre higa desilewal. Higunima bekenina be leilita yasval. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, in the law of Egeziaviher, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father. And in his law, Higunim bekenna beleili to Yasbal. And in his law doth he meditate. Does he iditate? Does he think about, meditate, and iditate upon his law? Day and night. Negergin ve'egziavi herhig des happy desilewa. In egziavi is hig, is his delight, is his happiness. But his delight, his happiness is in the law of the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father. Negergin ve'egziavi herhig desilewal higunim ve'kenna be'leilit yasval kuter source. Verse 3. The wucha fasashot darin that tech kalech. Freywan beyegizewan de mitiset. Ketelwam in the marregif. Zaf yehonan. Yemisarawum hulu yekanawun letal. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Arsum bewucha fesashot dar in the tetekalech, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Frewana beyegizewa in the mitiset. Here in the royal Amharic, it brings out the sense of frewan and her fruit. Frewan. Frewan. Beyegizewa. Frewan, her fruit. Frewan. Frewan. Beyegizewa in the mitiset. So the reading here would be more to the effect that bringeth forth her fruit in her season, ketelwam in the marregif zafa yehonam, and her leaf ketelwam in the marregif zaf, as he a tree that does not wither, his leaf also doth not wither as that leaf. But it says that he will be like a tree whose leaf, her leaf, he will be like she, a tree whose leaf, does not wither, all that which he does, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Kuter Arat. Verse 4. Kufuoch in di idelum negergin nefast ergo in the mi westo to be anacho. The ungodly, the wicked, the ratchet, the kufuoch. The kufuoch in di, like this that has preceded, that we have just word, sound, power uttered. Idelum, the kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet, the ungodly, are not like this. Kufuoch in di, idelum, negergin. But on the other hand, nefas targo, and the mi wasdo, to be anacho. But are like the chaff, which the wind, which the word, sound, power, driveth away. Kufuoch in di, idelum. Negergin nefas targo ne mi wasdo te biyanacho. Kuter amis, verse 5. Silezi, kufuoch beferd, chat yatenyo chimbe tzarik anma chiberai komum. Therefore, the ungodly, Selezi, therefore, Kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet, the Kufuoch, the Rishaim, the ratchet, the Kufuoch, the third, in the judgment, Chat Yatenyochim, and the Akas, the Lakas, Chat Yatenyochim be Sarikan, in the righteous Machiber, in the righteous society, the Machiber, in the righteous congregation, the congregation, the society, the Machiber, Aikomum. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand the third in the judgment, nor sinners, in the congregation of the righteous, Betzarik an Machber, Machber, like Omum, Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Egeziavi her Yetzarik anin, Menged Yaukalina. For a gaziavir, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, knoweth the way of the righteous. A gaziavir, ye tzadikanin menged yaukalana. He knoweth the way of the tzadikan, of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, the ratchet, the wicked shall perish. Kufuoch menged gin titefalech. But the way of the kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet way titefalech, she perishes.
መዝሙረ ዳዊት መዝሙር 1 ምስጉን ነው በክፉዎች ምክር ያልሄደ በኃጢአተኞችም መንገድ ያልቆመ በዋዘኞችም ወንበር ያልተቀመጠ ነገር ግን በእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ደስ ይለዋል ሕጉንም በቀንና በሌሊት ያስባል እርሱም በውሃ ፈሳሾች ዳር እንደተተከለች ፍሬዋን በየጊዜዋ እንደምትሰጥ ቅጠሏም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለት ክፉዎች እንዲህ አይደሉም ነገር ግን ነፋስ ጠርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው ስለዚህ ክፉዎች በፍርድ ኃጢአተኞችም በጻድቃን ማህበር አይቆሙም እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፉዎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች
The Book of Psalms Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full now or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Some people still searching for this truth here. With this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleif. Psalm 1, Mizmor Aleif. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. Ashrei, Hebraically, happy. Ashrei Ha'ish. Happy is the man. Beatitude is the man. Ashrei Ha'ish. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in the Mashal, even in Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 11:27, that reads, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor." Shocher tov yevakesh ratzon. He that diligently seeketh good, shocher tov, seeketh favor, yevakesh ratzon. Shocher tov yevakesh ratzon. He that diligently seeketh good, seeketh favor. Who was such a person? David, Melech Yisrael, King of Israel, who diligently sought to do good to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, setting up among them 24 watches of priests, Kohanim, and 24 watches of Lewim, of Levites. And here, a Midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Aleif, Psalm 1. These watches took turns in giving a week's service, a service for a Shavua, a service for a seven, in HaHeikal, in the temple at Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. The original number of priestly and Levitical watches as instituted by Moshe, by Moses, was 8. It was raised to 16 by Shemuel, by Samuel, and to 24 by David. Here, see, refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 7 to 18, and to the Babylonian Talmud 27 and A, to the Palestinian Talmud teaching 4 and 2 and 67 D. David, thus, like this, made it possible for a greater number of persons to participate in the service, the Evoda of HaHeikal, in the service of the temple. And Yevakesh Ratzon, and procureth favor, Yevakesh Ratzon. That is David, procured Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'elohim's favor, so that the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, came to rest upon him again. And here, Midrash note, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, had departed from David, by reason of the Bathsheba incident. See below the Midrash study on Psalm 3, the 7th section, 3.7, and Psalm 40, the 2nd section, 40.2. Ratzon, in Hebrew, favor, Ratzon, may be taken in the sense of conciliation. Ratzon, favor, may be taken in the sense of conciliation. Here, see, refer to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 20, and Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverbs chapter 10, verse 31, and Rashi's on Bereshis, Genesis, Genesis chapter 33, verse 10. And thus, like this, he, Dawid, was able to bless the B'nai Yisrael, bless the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites. And where does David bless them? In the words, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed is the man, or Hebraically, Ashrei, happy, happiness, Ha'ish, the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. But according to Proverbs 11:27, he that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. He that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. Widoresh ra'ah tivo'ein. But he that searcheth for evil, widoresh ra'ah, it shall come to him. Tivo'ein. Widoresh ra'ah tivo'ein. That is to say, come to Doeg, dog, and Achitophel. And here, Midrash note on Doeg and Achitophel. Both were learned in Torah, was learned in Torah. Here, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3, the fourth perek, the fourth section, the Midrash 3.4. But the first, Doeg, dog, Doeg, became a slanderer. The other, Achitophel, a conspirator. Here, refer to 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 18, 2 Samuel chapter 16, verses 21 to 23, and 2 Shemuel, Samuel chapter 17, verse 23. Also, the Midrash on Psalm 41, the fifth section, 41.5, and Psalm 52, sections 1 to 7. And another comment on, blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Hear, today's psalm, Mizmur Aleph, hear the Aleph, the first verse. Blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Ashrei ha'ish uve moshav leitzim lo yashav. Ashrei ha'ish, happy, happiness, ha'ish, the man. Ashrei ha'ish uve moshav leitzim lo yashav, that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. These words are to be considered in the light of the following verse, even the following verse from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, that reads, then David the king went in and sat before the Lord. Vayabo hamelech David, vayeshev lifnei Yehovah. Then David the king went in. Vayavo hamelech David, and sat before Yehovah, sat before Jehovah. Vayeshev lifnei Yehovah, sat before he who be who he be. Vayabo hamelech David, vayeshev lifnei Yehovah. This verse, according to Rav Chiya, it teaches that sitting in the court of Ha-Hekal, of the temple, was prohibited, except to kings of the Beit David, except to kings of the house of David. Rav Ami taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, that sitting in the court of Ha-Hekal of the temple was prohibited, except in the place reserved for kings of the Beit David, kings of the house of David. Therefore, scripture says, David the king went in and sat before Jehovah. Vayabo HaMelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yehovah. But did not Rav Huna declare in the name of Rav Shmuel Samuel that there is no sitting in heaven? And here Midrash note, in the presence of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'elohim, one must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. In the presence of Ha'elohim, one must ever be on the ready. Standing was a mark of deference to a person of superior age or rank. Rank.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
That sitting in the court of Hahikal, the court of the temple, was prohibited, except in the place reserved for kings of the house of David, the house of David. Therefore, scripture says, David the king went in and sat before Jehovah. Vayabo HaMelech David, Vayesheba Lifnei Yehovah. But did not Rav Huna declare in the name of Rav Shmuel Samuel that there is no sitting in heaven? And here a Midrash note, in the presence of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, one must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. In the presence of Ha'elohim, one must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. Standing was a mark of deference to a person of superior age or rank. For it is said even in Daniel 7, verse 16,
I came near to one of them that stand. Kirdeit al-Had mean a-imaya. I came near to one of them that stand. Kirdeit al-Had mean a-imaya. Well, here, KJV, Daniel chapter 7, verse 16. I came near to one of them that stood by. I came near to one of them that stood by. Kirbeit al-Had mean a-imaya. Stand, because they, the host of heaven, have no knee joints. As it is said, even in Yechezekel, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 7, their legs are straight legs. Their legs are straight legs. V'raglehem regal yishara. Here, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 7, the first part, KJV reads, and their feet were straight feet. And their feet were straight feet. V'raglehem regal yishara. It is also written in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2. Above him stood the seraphim. Above him stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim mi ma'al lo. Here, KJV. Above it stood the seraphim. Above it stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim mi ma'al lo. Here, above him stood the seraphim. Seraphim omdim mi ma'al lo. And further, in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19, all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. All the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Vayomer laken shema'a devar Yahuwah. Ra'iti et Yahuwah yoshev al kiso v'kola tzva hashemayim omed alayo mimino uwa misa molo. Here, the fuller verse, 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19, KJV. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, he who be. I saw he who be, Jehovah, sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him, on his left hand, on his right hand, on his right hand, and on his left. And he said, hear therefore the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. I saw Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Vayomer lakein shema'a devar Yahuwah ra'iti et Yahuwah yoshev al kiso v'kol tzva hashemayim omed alayo mimino u'a misamolo. Since there is no sitting before Ha'el in Shemayim, before the true good, the true God in heaven, Can David have sat in his presence? No, Rav Ami concluded, not even royalty of the house of David, of the house of David, may sit in the court of Ha'ekal, in the court of the temple of Jehovah. But if not, how shall the words, and David the king sat before the Lord, be understood? How shall the words, Vayabo Hamelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yahuwah, be understood? That he leaned against the wall. To whom then
was sitting permitted in the court of the temple, in the court of Hahekal, or in the temple itself? You must admit that it was permitted only to the Kohen Gadol, the Lika Kahenat, to the high priest. As it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9, where it reads, "Now Eli, the priest, sat upon his seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. Ve'eli ha-kohen yoshev al ha-kiseh al mizuzata hekal Yahuwah." Now, Eli, the priest, Ve'eli ha-kohen sat upon his seat, yoshev al ha-kiseh, by the doorpost, al mizuzat, of the temple of Jehovah, Hekal Yahuwah. What therefore does scripture mean by saying that David, sat before Jehovah? David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yahuwah. It means that he got set to pray. And here a midrash note. The simple active of the verb yashab, he sat, is taken here in the intensive sense, yeshev, he got set. It is implied that when a man does not get set for prayer, tefillah, he, quote, sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hear, midrash note on the question, what does it mean by saying that David, Vayeshev lifnei Yahuwah, that David sat before Jehovah? It means that he got set to pray. Thus, here, the simple active of the Hebrew verb yashab, meaning he sat, is taken here in the intensive sense, yishab, he got set. And thus it's implied that when a man does not get set for prayer, he, quote, sitteth in the seat of the scornful, end quote. Here also referred to the midrash on Psalm 101.1. We are taught in a Mishnah that an Ammonite or a Moabite male is prohibited from marrying an Israelite woman, and that the prohibition is to hold forever, but that Ammonite or Moabite females, upon their being converted, are permitted to marry Israelites. And here Midrash notes, see Yevamot 8 and 3, and also compare with Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 4. Alkin, therefore David said in Tifilato, in his prayer, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that thou hast brought me hitherto?" In 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 18.
Vayomer, Mi Anoki, Adonai Yahweh, Umi Reti, Kia Hiviotani Adahlom. Who I, Adonai Yahweh, and what my house, that thou the I has brought me hither to here to. Mi Anoki, Adonai Yahweh, Umi Beiti, Kia Hiviotani Adahlom. And you can hear a midrash note to, and what is my house? Umi beiti, umi beiti, umi beiti. A midrash note right here. Dawid, David, was descended from Ruth, a Moabite woman. What did David imply by hitherto? Ad helom, ad helom. He implied, not only was I permitted to enter the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, but thou, the I, has also made me king, has made I melech, has made I negus. Here, hitherto, ad helom, hitherto refers to kingship, as it does in the question asked about Saul, about Shaul, in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 22. Is there yet a man to come hitherto? Vayishalu oda vayakua heva oda helom ish. Vayomer yao innehu nechba illa hakelin il hakelin. Hear the fuller verse. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 22. Here the KJV translation reads, therefore they inquired of Jehovah further, if the man should come yet thither, hitherto, thither. And Yahweh Jehovah answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. So here, zooming in on, if the man should come thither, if the man should come thither. The question asked about Shaul, is there yet a man to come hitherto? Is there yet a man to come hitherto? Hear, hear, hear. Vayishalu oda vayahuah hipa oda helom ish. Vayomer Yahweh innehu nechba el hakelim. Here, 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 and also there in the quote from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, Ad Helom, Helom, Halom, Helom means here, here, hither, hitherto, here to, hither, thither, hitherto, Helom, Helom. And Dawid and David, David continued, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19. There was yet a small thing in thine eye. This was yet a small thing in thine eyes. And Dawid and David continued, this was yet a small thing in thine eyes. Vatikatan odesota de aineka. This was yet a small thing in thine eyes. Watikatan, watikatan, od sot de aineka. As a man might say to his fellow, this is but a trifle to you. This is but a trifle to you. But thou hast also spoken to thy servant's house from afar. Adonai Yehovah, what daber kam il beita avdeka le me rachok. What thou hast also spoken to thy servant's house from afar. For though my family was supposed to be kept out, I have been received into the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael.
that you hear. Dawid continues to say, according to the words of 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19, this was yet a small thing in thine eyes. Wa'atikatan odzota be'aynecha. As a man might say to his fellow, this is but a trifle, a little something to the eye, a little something to you. But thou, Adonai Yahweh, but the eye has spoken to thy servant house from afar. Wa'atidabir gam il beit avdeka li me rahok. KJV brings this out here in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 19. And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, in thy eyes, Aineka, Adonai Yahweh, Donai Jehovah, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. KJV, for a great while to come. Hear, Hebraically, from afar. But the eye also has spoken to thy servant's house from afar. Watedaber gam il beit abdeka lit me rahok from afar. For though, this is to say, for though my family was supposed to be kept out, we, having received into the aggregation, the congregation of Israel, of Israel. For this is the law of man. For this is the law of man. With Zot, Torat Ha'adam. With Zot, Torat, the law, Torat Ha'adam. Ha'adam. This is the law of man. With Zot, Torat Ha'adam. Here, Midrash notes, the parallel in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 17, it reads, thou hast rewarded me after the manner of a man of high degree. Thou, the I, has rewarded us after the manner of a man of high degree. Scripture does not say here, quote, for this is the law of Abraham, of Yitzhak, of Isaac, or of Yaakov, Jacob, but for this is the law of man, with Zot, Torat, Ha'adam, the law of Adam, with Zot, Torat, and this is the Torah, this is the law, Ha'adam, of Adam. But what man? What man? He who is foremost among prophets and Nabim, the Nabim, he who is foremost among kings, the foremost among prophets, he is Moshe, he is Musa, he is Moses, of whom it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 19, verse 3, and Moses, Moshe, went up to God. Moshe, Allah, El Ha'Elohim. And Moses went up, he aliyed up, Moshe, Allah, El Ha'Elohim, to Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, the foremost among kings. He is Dawid, he is David, he is David. You find that whatever Moses did, Dawid, David did, as Moses led Israel, in Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, so David led Israel out of servitude to Goliath. And here, Midrash note, reading with the Felix Perlez, not Galuyot in exile, Galuyot, but Goliath. So we have Galuyot in exile, connected with Goliath. Here the ET, the edited text, and the PE, the printed edition, both read, quote, out of servitude in exile. Out of servitude in exile. As Moses fought the battles of Jehovah against Sihon and Og, so David
fought the battles of Jehovah in all the regions around him as Abigail. Abigail said, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 25, verse 28, "My Lord, fightest the battles of the Lord. Ki nilchamot Yahuwah Adoni nilcham. Because, my Lord, because Adoni fighteth the battles of Jehovah. Ki nilchamot Yahuwah Adoni nilcham." As Moses became king in Israel and in Yehuda and in Judah, for it is said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 5, and he became king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people were gathered together. Vayehi Visharun Meleka De Hita Sefa Rashe Am Yahada Shivte Israel. You hear Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 5 KJV, and he was king in Jeshurun, Yeshurun, when the heads Rashe of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Vayehi Visharun Meleka Dehita Sefa Rashe Am Yahad Shivte Israel. So David became king in Israel and in Judah as Moshe divided the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, for Israel. So David divided the rivers of Aram for Israel. As it is said, even in Psalm 60, verses 1 and 2, David divided the rivers of Aram. Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Psalm LS, Lanatseach, Allah, Shushan, Eduta, Nikatam, Lit David, Lit Lamei, Bit Hats oto eta eram na eayim zit eta eram sora vaya shava yoava vaya yaka eta edoma bit geia melacha shitne asar aleif. For the leader, the chief musician upon Shushan Edut, Niktam of David to teach, when he strove with Aram Naharai and with Aram Zobah, and Joab returned and smote Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000. And here a Midrash note, the Yehudi version, the JV, reads, when he strove with Aram Naharai, but strove and divided, are represented in Hebrew by similar sounding words. The words strove and divided are represented in Hebrew by similar sounding words. And Naharayim, it means two rivers. As Moses built an altar, so David built an altar. As the one brought offerings, so the other brought offerings. As Moshe gave five books of law to Israel, so David gave five books of Psalms to Israel. The book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, entitled Blessed is the Man, Ashrei Ha'ish, Mizmor Aleph, verse Aleph, Psalm 1, verse 1. The book entitled For the Leader, Maskil, Psalm 42, verse 1. The book, A Psalm of Asaph, Psalm 73, verse 1. The book, A Prayer of Moses, Psalm 90, verse 1. And the book, Let the Redeemed of the Lord Say, Psalm 107, verse 2. Finally, as Moses blessed Israel with the words,
Blessed art thou, O Israel, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. So, Dawid, David, bless Israel with the words, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed, happy, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed is the man, the man, the man, the man.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, Midrash, hear. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet. Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo halaka, va'itzata v'shahid. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zahu Shamar HaKatuv. And here from the Mashal, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 6 and verse 8, that reads, "Hear, for the opening of my lips shall be right things. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Shima'u kia nikadima edabir, ua mifataha. Hear, y'all, Shima'u, for I will speak excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things, Meshari. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. B'tzedek kol imrei fi. There is nothing, no thing perverse or crooked in them. Ein b'hem nifatal v'ikesh. Shima'u kia nikdimai dabir. Ua mifataha sefatai meshari. B'tzedek kol imrei fi. Aim by him, nifatala wikesh. In Scripture, there is never a word suggesting forwardness or perversity. Thus, we find Scripture speaking in a roundabout way so as to avoid an unseemly term, as in the verse from Bereshit, from Genesis. Genesis chapter 7, verse 8, that reads, "Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean. Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean." Min habbehema hatahora umin habbehema ashara imena tehora. Of clean beasts. Min habbehema hatahora and of beasts. And of beasts umin habbehema that asher
are not clean. Enena tehora. Min habehema hatahora. Umin habehema shara enena tehora. Rav Yudan Bar Menashe, Yudan Bar Menashe added, even when scripture is about to list the signs of uncleanness, it always begins with the signs of cleanness. Thus, before saying, quote, the camel does not part the hoof, it says, even in Vayikra in Leviticus 11 and 4, he cheweth the cud. Mima elei hagera. Similarly, before saying, quote, the swine does not chew the cud, it says, he parteth the hoof in Vayikra, Leviticus 11, verse 7. Wahu gera lo yikar, but cheweth not the cud. Wahu gera lo yikar. And so David says, behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, declared of me, declared of I, saying, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, to be captain over his people. Even here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. And so David said, behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, declared of me, saying, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, to be captain over his people. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Isha Kia Levavo. Jehovah, he who be who he be, have sought him. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu, a man, Ish, after his own heart. Kia Levavo. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Ish Kia Levavo. Therefore, Al King David modeled himself upon his creator. And here, Midrash note, literally, he used his name as a surname of his creator. Literally, modeled himself upon his creator. Literally here, he used his name, Shemo, as a surname of his creator, his Iretah. As his creator refrained from using unseemly speech, so did David. Though David might have said, quote, cursed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked, or cursed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the righteous. Here, another Midrash note. I follow the emendation given in Padua. E.T., the edited text, has here, quote, blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the righteous. That, however, is no instance of unseemly speech from which David should have refrained. So here in the Midrash, though David might have said, quote, curse is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet, end quote, or, quote, curse is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the righteous, end quote. He said instead, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka b'etzat ha'risha'im. Happy, ashrei, beatitude, ha'ish, the man. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halak b'etzat ha'risha'im. That walketh not in the counsel b'etzat of the wicked, the ratchet, risha'im. As Moshe and David and David were alike, so the verse, Moses and Samuel stood before me in Yeremiah in Aries, Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 1. Moses and Samuel, Moshe and Shemuel stood before me, suggests a likeness between Moses, Moshe, and Samuel and Shemuel. For you find that what is said of the one is said of the other. The one was a Lewi, a Levite, and the other was a Lewi, a Levite. The one built an altar, and the other built an altar. The one brought offerings, and the other brought offerings. The one became king, and the other became king. And here, Midrash note, in the Seder Olam Rabbah, chapter 13, B-Zeb 11, 118 and B, and B-10, 15A. It is stated that for 10 years, Shemuel, Samuel, ruled as king as Melech. This tradition is presumably based on 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, and 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 3. Also referred to Yalkut on Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, section 292. The one was summoned by a call from Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and the other was summoned by a call from Ha'el, Ha'elohim. Here referred to Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, and 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Again, Midrash note referred to Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, and 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Indeed, Scripture alludes to this likeness in the verse, even the verse on Devarim from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. A prophet will the Lord thy God raise up to thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like to me. Nabi amikar beka mea acheka ka moni yaki leka yahuwa loheka elayo kisha maun. A prophet will, Yahuwah will, Jehovah, thy Elohim, raise up to thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like to me. To him ye all shall hearken. Nabi, mea karbeka, mea aheka, kamoni, yakim leka, Yahuwah loheka, elayo, tisha maun. So too, you find of Moshe and Yirmiyahu, Ermias and Jeremiah, that what is said of the one is also said of the other. Rav Yudan said, this psalm, Mizmor Aleph, the first psalm, Mizmor Aleph, this psalm is the most excellent of all the psalms. And another comment on, blesses the man. Another comment on Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, happiness, beatitude, Ha'ish, the man. Consider these words in the light of the following passage, even a passage from Psalm 84, verses 12 to 13 that reads, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord giveth grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Ki shemesha u'magena Yahuwah Elohim, chena u'karod yitain Yahuwah, lo yimana'a tova lachol kima be'etami, Yahuwah Tzvaot, ashrei adam boteach bak. For he who be who he be Elohim is a sun and a shield. Ki shemesh u magen Yahuwah Elohim. Jehovah giveth grace and glory. Chena with kavod yitain Yahuwah. No good thing will he withhold. Lo yimna'a tov from them that walk uprightly. La holakim bitamim, O Jehovah of hosts of armies, Yahuwah Tzvaot, happy is the man that trusteth in thee, in the eye. Ashrei Adam boteach bak, happy is Adam that trusteth in thee. Ashrei Adam boteach bak. Hezekiah Barhia taught, bless are the prophets who in figurative language liken the creator to his creation and the planter to his plant. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Amos chapter 3, verse 8, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. And again, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? So scripture here in Psalm 84, Mizmor Dalet, Psalm 84, Hebraically the 12th verse, Ki Shemesh, U Magen Yahuwah Elohim,
Jehovah the Elohim is a sun and a shield. Shemesh hu magen. And in Amos chapter 3 verse 8, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Ayeya sha'aga, mi lo yira, Adonai Yehoiya diber, mi lo ayinave. The Lord, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? Aye, shag, the lion hath shag, the lion hath roared. Aye, shag, who will not fear? Mi lo yira, mi lo, mi who lo not yira, who will not reverence, who will not respect? Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, he who be, who he be. Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, Adiber, hath spoken, Diber. Adonai Yahweh, Adiber. Who can but prophesy? Me, Lord, Yinabe. And further, even in Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2, behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. The earth did shine with his glory. Wehinei kavod Elohei Yisrael ba midereka hakadima wekolo akakola mayim rabim wehaaret heira miya kavodo. And behold, wehinei, the glory of the Elohim of Yisrael, kavod Elohei Yisrael, came ba from the way of the east. Midereka hakadim, and his voice with olo was like the voice or the sound of many waters. Kukola mayim rabim, and the earth with haaret did shine. Heira, heira did shine with his glory. Mikovodo. With Neya Kavod Elohei Yisrael ba Midereka hakadim with Oloa Kukola Mayim Radim with Haareta Heira Mia Kovodo. Thus, like this, the prophets speak to the ear by way of what it can hear, and delight the eye by way of what it can see. A further comment on the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Ki shemeshu magena Yahuwah Elohim. For he who be, who he be, the Elohim, is a sun and a shield. Ki shemesh u magen Yahuwah Elohim. Lest you say that as the sun strikes a man down, so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so does the Holy One, blessed be he. Scripture goes on to speak of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, as a shield, Magen. As a shield protects man, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the whole world. Rav Chiya Bar Rabin commented, Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, gives light like the sun, the Shemesh, and provides cover like a shield, a Magen. A further comment on shield, magen. The shield, magen, here referred to is of the kind known as taris. The Roman iskuta, that encloses a man on three sides. Whence do we know that man is also protected on the fourth side? Because scripture says, even in the fifth psalm, Psalm 5, Hebraic, the 13th verse, O Lord, thou dost encompass him with favor, as with a shield, as with a tina. Ki ata tevarek tzadik Yahuwah katina ratzona teitareinu. For thou dost bless the righteous, O Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be. Thou dost encompass him with favor, as with a shield.
Kiata Tivareka Adik Yahwa Katsina Ratona Titaino. And here, Midrash note, in the two verses cited, different words are used for shield. We have Magain and Tzina. The latter, Tzina, in Psalm Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, 13th verse Hebraically, this denotes a large shield, the Tzina, a large shield. The smaller shield, Magain, is called Taris. That is a Greek loan word, Thireos, used in Rabbinic Hebrew. It is here identified with the Roman Iscuta, that is the Latin scutum, for the miswriting, Persian for Roman, a miswriting easily accounted for in Ivrit, in Hebrew script. A further comment on, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield, the Lord giveth grace and glory, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Ki yashemesh umagein yowa Elohim, chena wikavot yitein yowa, loa yimana'at ova laholkim abitamin, Yahuwah tzvot ashrei adam aboteach pak. Here, scripture speaks of our father Avinu, Abraham, our father Abraham. The word son, Shemesh in the Hebrew, the word son, Shemesh, stands for Abraham. As it is said, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 2, who raised up the righteous man from the east? And the word shield, Magain, occurs in the story of Abraham. As it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Avram in a vision, saying, fear not, Avram, I am thy shield. The words, the Lord God, were used in addressing Avraham. For we read, even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 23, verse 6, the children of Heth answered Avraham, saying to him, hear us, my Lord, thou art a Prince of God amongst us. The Lord giveth grace and glory, gives these to Abraham, to Abraham, as it is written even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 13, verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That is, walk like Abraham, to whom it was said in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, walk before me, and be thou upright. But if this verse means to speak of Abraham, one would expect it to say, quote, no good thing will he withhold from him that walks uprightly. Why does it say from them that walk uprightly? Because just as HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, was a shield to Abraham who walked before him in uprightness, so is He a shield to all men who walk before Him in uprightness. And what does the psalm go on to say? Blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Psalm 84, Hebraically the 13th verse. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bak. Ashrei, happiness, Adam, the beatitude, the happiness of Adam, Boteach Bak, that trusteth in the eye. The verse speaks not of Abraham, of Abraham here, but of man, of Adam, that is, of every such man. David said, blessed is the man that hath not walked in the counsel of the wicked. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka ba'itzata rishai. That is, though thou hast given ease to the wicked, the rishai, the ratchet, they are not blessed in the ease. Rather they stand than walk about restlessly. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, happy, happiness, Ha'ish, the man, beatitude, the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. Rav Yudan began his comment by quoting the verse, even the verse from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 6. Put not thyself forward in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. And here, Midrash, and also the P.E. have Rav Yudan and Makiri. The E.T., the edited text, read Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah. Alatita hadara lifnei meleka, ua bimakom gedolim, ala ta'emod. Glorify not thyself in the presence of the king. Alatita hadara lifnei meleka, and stand not in the place of great men. Ua bimakom gedolim, ala ta'emod. But Rav Yudan made his comment concise. Here, Midrash note, the Hebrew word Gimel Reish and Samek or Sin Geres as a concise summary. Rav Finchas Phinehas, however, expanded his comment to some length. Rav Yudan said concisely, the way David began the Psalter is the way Moses ends his Baraka, his blessing. And the way Jacob ends his blessing is the way Moshe begins his. Midrash, literally, where one begins, that one ends, and where this one ends, that one begins. Rav Phinehas began his comment by quoting the verse, even the verse from Psalm 119, the 100th verse. From my elders I receive understanding. Mia zikenima eta bonana kia fikudeka na arti. Full of verse. I understand more than mine elders. Mia zikenima eta bonan, because I have kept thy precepts. Kia fikudeka na arti. Na arti. For I have kept, guarded. Mia zikenima eta bonan. And then said, you find that in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He Himself, Atzmo, used to bless His creation. As it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Vayvarech otam Elohim lemor, teruah urvuah. And Elohim blessed them. Vayibarech otam Elohim, saying, Lemor, be fruitful, peru, and multiply, or rebu. Vayibarech otam Elohim, Lemor, peru, or rebu. When Noah arose, Elohim blessed him and his sons, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Vayibarech Elohim et Noach ve'et banayo. Vayomer lahem peruah urbuah. And Elohim blessed Noah. Vayibarech Elohim et Noach and his son ve'et and his sons ve'et banayo. And said to them, Vayomer lahem, be fruitful and multiply, peru or rebu. When Abraham arose, Elohim blessed Abraham. As is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, the Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. Vayehovah berak et Abraham bakol. And Jehovah, Vayehovah, had blessed Barak, Yehovah Barak, et Abraham, Bakol, in all things. Yehovah Barak et Abraham Bakol. And how is what Elohim said to Abraham in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, and thou shalt be a blessing, and thou shalt be a blessing, to be interpreted, Wehiyeh Beraka, Wehiyeh Beraka, and thou shall become, Wehiyeh, 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 and thou shall be, shall become, Wehiyeh Beraka, and thou shalt be a blessing, thou shalt become a blessing, to be interpreted. Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah taught that Elohim turned over the bestowal of Beraka, of blessing, to Abraham, saying to him, until now, it was my responsibility to bless my world. From now on, the bestowal of blessings is turned over to thee, the eye. Whom it pleases thee to bless, thou, the eye, shall bless. Yet, when Yitzhak, when Isaac arose, all that scripture says is, Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak. Even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 25, verse 5, Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. Vayitein Abraham et kol asher lahu leYitzhak, and Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak. Vayitein Abraham et kol asher lahu leYitzhak. On the meaning of this verse, Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah, and Ha Rabbanim, the rabbis, differed. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, it was the birthright that Abraham gave. Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah said, it was the bestowal of Beraka that he gave. Ha Rabbanim, the rabbi, said, it was the family vault and the deed thereto that he gave. And here you hear Midrash notes, HaRabbanim, the Memharan, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah said, it was the family vault. So here Midrash, Midrash notes, the family vault was, of course, the cave of Machpelah, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 to 20. HaRabbanim, the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, must have reasoned thus, like this. Since after this, Abraham was able to give gifts to the sons of the concubines in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 25, verse 6. He obviously had not previously given all that he had to Yitzhak. Accordingly, the words, all that he had, are interpreted by HaRabbanim, by the rabbis, as meaning, quote, the best of all he had, end quote. That, according to them, was the cave of Machpelah, of Machpelah. In any event, observe Rav Lewi Levi, in the name of Rav Hamma, all agree that Abraham did not bless Yitzhak, but only gave him gifts. And the reason that Abraham did not bless Yitzhak, Isaac, is to be understood from the Mashal, the Misale, the parable of a Melech, of a Nebus, who had an orchard that he put under the care of a steward. The orchard had several kinds of trees growing so closely together that their branches were entangled. One kind yielded the elixir of life, another kind deadly poison. The steward said, if I water the trees of the elixir of life, those of deadly poison will share the water and flourish with the others. If I do not water the trees at all, how will those of the elixir of life flourish? He finally declared, in a year, I shall end my stewardship and go away. Let the owner of the orchard do what he likes. Similarly, Abraham said, if I bless Yitzhak now, the children of Yishmael and the children of Keturah will share the Beraka with him. But if I do not bless the children of Yishmael and the children of Keturah, how can I bless Yitzhak? Abraham. Abraham finally declared, I am only flesh and blood, here today and tomorrow in the grave. Let may then HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do what He will in His world. Therefore, when Abraham died, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, appeared to Yitzhak and blessed him. As is said even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 25, verse 11. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham, after the death of Abraham, that God blessed Isaac, his son. Vayehi achrei mot Abraham, vayevarecha Elohim et Yitzchak beno. And it came to pass, vayehi, after the death of Abraham, achrei mot Abraham, that Elohim blessed Isaac, his son. Elohim, vayevarech, vayevarech, and he blessed, vayevarech Elohim et Yitzchak beno. Thus, too, here the Midrash notes, thus, too, it happened with Yaakov, with Jacob, in connection with whom it is written, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 35, verse 9, and Elohim appeared to Yaakov, to Jacob again, and blessed him, and blessed him. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov ba'oda de'vo'oa. Padana Aram Oto. And Elohim appeared to Yaakov, to Jacob again. Elohim El Yaakov Oda. When he came, Bibo'ol, when he came from Padan Aram, Bibo'ol, Nia Padan Aram, and blessed him. When Yitzhak, when Isaac arose and blessed Yaakov, Jacob, he began his bracha, his blessing, with the word give. As is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 28, so God give thee of the dew of heaven. So Elohim, ha Elohim, give. Will you then, and he give leka to the I male. Will you then leka ha Elohim? So ha Elohim, give the I mital hashemayi of the dew from the dew mital hashemayi of the heaven. So Yitzhak arose and blessed Yaakov. He began his bracha, his blessing, with the word give. With Yitzhak, as is said, so ha Elohim give. And he gives to the eye ha Elohim al Hashemayim. So ha Elohim give thee of the dew of the heavens. And ended it with the word call. With the word call. As it is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 28, verse 1, and Yitzhak called Yaakov, called Jacob, and blessed him. Vayikra Yitzhak ela Yaakov, vayabarek oto, and Yitzhak, Jacob called. Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra Yitzhak, Isaac called Eliyahikov, called to Jacob. Vayavarek oto, and blessed him. Vayavarek oto. When Jacob arose to bless the tribes, he began berkato, his bracha, his blessing, with the word with which his father Yitzhak ended, as it is written even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. And Jacob, Yaakov, and Jacob called to his sons. And Jacob, Yaakov, called to his sons. Vayikra Yaakov el banayo, and Yaakov called. Vayikra Yaakov to his sons. El banayo. How did Jacob, How did Yaakov end Berkato? How did he end his bracha, his blessing? With the word this. With the word this. As it is written, even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 49, at verse 28, this is it that the Father spoke to them and blessed them. This is it that their Father spoke to them and blessed them. With Zot and this, with Zot, Asher Dibber Lahem Abihem, Wayabareka Otam, and this is it that their Father spoke to them and blessed them. With Zot, and this, with Zot, Asher Dibber Lahem Abihem, Wayabarek Otam. When Moses arose to bless Yisrael, Israel, he said, Yaakov, Jacob, Ha'el, Elohim's firstborn, began Berkato, his bracha, his blessing, with the word call, and ended it with the word this. Began his bracha with the word Wayikra, call, and ended it with the word result, and this. I shall begin with the word that Yaakov, that Jacob ended with. He therefore began with, according to Debari, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1, this is the blessing. This is the blessing. With Zot Habaraka. And this, with Zot Habaraka, is the blessing. With Zot Habaraka. And he ended with, blessed art thou, O Israel. Even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29, he, Moshe, ended with, blessed art thou, O Israel. Ashreka Yisrael, happy. Ashreka, happy is the I. Yisrael, O Yisrael. Ashreka Yisrael. When David arose, he began with the word that Moshe, that Moses ended with. He said, yea, I shall begin to bless Yisrael with the word Ashrei, Ashrei, happy, beatitude, Ashrei. Even here, today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph. The first psalm, Psalm 1, the Aleph verse.